Then they will have more enthusiasm to listen and do something. Even as a parent, as a teacher, if we have to deal with the student or children, then we should accept their argument and then encourage them and then give them some solution. That's what Krishna, as a universal teacher, using this technique. But then he said, but there is a way, there is one process, there is a way. Then you say, yes, he's agreeing with me, so he understands it, so let him say some way, I may try. Then there's a possibility he will listen. And what is the way Krishna is saying? Abhyasena, practice. Practice. If you practice it, and the second thing is vairagyena. By detachment. It is griyate. The mind can be made friend. Can be controlled. Well, there are, Prabhupada has given a nice commentary upon this verse. Generally for devotees, very easy thing to understand these two things. Abhyasena means chanting every day, prescribed round to abhyas. Prabhupada has written, 9 process of devotional service is abhyasana. Sarvanam is number one. Practically speaking, for us, as a devotee, one thing is given, do abhyas throughout life, chanting Hare Krishna. It's abhyas, every day we are doing it, we are practicing it. Is right? And where are we? Follow 4 regular principles. Very simple. This is my realization after many times speaking on this word. This verse is very simple. Abhyas means chant your rounds. Here, Bhagavad Bhagavatam. And Vairagya means follow 4 regular principles. Very simple. If you do these two things, then gradually the mind will come under control. So we have one Abhyas and 4 Vairagya. Does it sound practical? But we are doing everything. This is it's a lengthy process, not easy, yeah. But this is the process. So here, there are so read 33 and 34, we have already read. These are the 33 and 34, what is this? This is Arjun's question, okay? 33 and 34 is Arjun's question? Yeah, I am yoga. Samyan Madhusudan. Madhusudan. Satyahamane Brahmane Vayusa. Okay, and the other one, the fourth one is Sanchalami Manakrishna. Well, on these two verses, you have to reflect that how practical is Ashtanga Yoga for modern age. It is not practical. Even when you discuss, you will come to the conclusion. Prabhupada will say something. Let us hear this. See, microphone and Sapakhi, you read this, what is on the...
Just imagine what is his qualification.
It means Arjuna.
He is directed by the Krishna, and he is a great warrior. He has got administrative capacity, and at the same time, his knowledge. Comparing his knowledge to this Bhagavad Gita, he understood within 1 hour. This Bhagavad Gita, which is not understood in one lifetime at the present moment, he understood this Bhagavad Gita in 1 hour. So how much intelligence he was, and he belonged to the royal family. All facilities were there.
And further?
He is accepting that if it is
all these things, they are not available for modern men. So how can it be possible for us now? So do you think now for...
Follow me. Do what I am saying. I don't want to listen to you.
how your children sometimes hear you? The children are telling you, you have all have had this experience? That way, so chanchala, this paramasi mind is churning to whom? Intelligent, is bombarding unintelligent. Do it. So that is, how can that happen?
If a strong disease does not ignite the reason which is supposed to show it, a strong mind by its very nature is no such stimulating intellect.
Balbar means, example Vishnu Chakravarti gave yesterday, we discussed that sometimes disease is so chronic and so virulent organism that medicine which normally cure that disease will be ineffective. So in this case, the medicine is intelligence and mind is chronically sick. So this medicine of the mind of discrimination is not working on the mind which is very balwad, is very strong. It is very strong, it's not. The another example is given here. Okay.
Moreover, the mind is like iron, which is impossible to pierce by the fine needles of intellect.
So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying, my intelligence is like a fine needle of discrimination, and mind is like a piece of iron plate. How can needle pierce the plate? And therefore, it is called dridham. Dridha means the mind is so obstinate that the sharp intelligence is not able to pierce it.
I consider it difficult to work on the mind by Ashtanga Yoga. That is the trying to control the violent wind in the sky by swabbing the breath with kumbhak.
With kumbhak means, reject kumbhak. Stop. It's very difficult. This way I said, you cannot stop your breath. And by stopping your breath, how can you stop the whole breath of the whole world? So it's so difficult. Pearl stands for prakrishnena very strongly. Matha means to churn. So this is paramatha. Paramatha is Sanskritly described by Vishwanath Chakravarti. Para means prakrishnena, very strongly. And matha means churning. It is churning very strongly the intelligence. And it's more or less paralyzing the intelligence. So it cannot do anything. This is what the commentary. Now this is 35th word just we did. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Give to the Radha Padma, Shyam Sakti Radha Padma.
What you have said is certainly true.
Yeah, this is what first is accepting, certainly true.
But though a disease may be very serious, by taking the right medicine according to the doctor's prescription repeatedly, after a long time the disease can occur.
So, similarly,
though the mind is difficult to control, it is possible to control it by repeated practice according to the direction of the guru, by constant application of the process of meditation on the Supreme Lord.
What Guru is telling us, under the patient, if he is sick at home, he may not be treated. If he is admitted in a hospital and directly cured by a doctor taking medicine at time, then there is a possibility of cure. So you take a spiritual master as a doctor and he gives you medicine of a holy name, and you take that medicine, it will cure you. And holy name is sometimes compared to medicine. So this is medicine. Naam Oshadi. Naam is medicine. For the sansara. For the sansara means for the birth and death. For this, this is medicine. Okay?
And by
dissociation from the object of enjoyment. Where are you?
Patanjali Sutra.
This is Patanjali Sutra, which is exactly what Krishna is saying. Abhyasa vairagya. mind by Abhyas and by Vairag, you control the mind. This is what Patanjali Sutra 112 says. So what is in the Patanjali Sutra? Same Krishna has given the advice to control the mind. Is it clear? This is Vrindavan Vihari. So give to the Prabhu Ankit.
Since
you defeated,
you defeated many great warriors in battle, Mahabharata, and even defeated Lord Shiva, can you not defeat the mind? If you are able to defeat the soldiers by the mind, by the method of the killing process of yoga, then you can be called mighty Ram. Oh, Kanteya, you should not fear, as you are the son of my aunt, Kunti. Let's stop her.
So ultimately, when Krishna helps, then you can succeed in any place, ultimately. So Kuntiya address here means, I will help you because you are my own dear associate. Okay? Now this is the verse 36. Can we see the Prabhupada's word in verse 35? So mentioning Prabhupada says, Abhyas means, Abhyas means 9 process of the most of the things that from Vishnu Chaturthi is purpose, so we have just discussed. Such as hearing. First and foremost of the devotional engagement is hearing from about Krishna. That's very powerful transcendental method for purging the mind of all these beings. Can you see in my purpose? 9 process is practice. Another definition sometimes given of Vairagya is, Vairagya means detachment from the sense objects and vishesh attachment to serving and loving Krishna. Vairagya, vishesh attachment to Krishna and detachment from matter. That is the meaning of Vairagya. This meaning is of the Vairagya is both ways. Vishesh raga is Vairagya. Vishesha raga is special attachment to Krishna and detachment from matter. And then, how it is automatically one becomes satisfied? The word Prabhupada has used from Bhagavatam is Parejna Anubhava. Spiritual satisfaction. This is a paraphrase of some one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which says, when you are hungry, as you start eating, with every bite, you feel satisfaction, you feel thirsty, and you feel hunger gone. So, this is the verse. What is the verse?
Bhakti
Parishan Bhava. But only by devotion you will get all the three things satisfied, like by eating. The three things that this word of Allah is here. Satisfaction of hungry man has with for every morsel of food he eats. The more he eats while hungry, the more one feels satisfaction and strength. Similarly, by this type of devotional service, one feels transcendental satisfaction as the mind becomes detached from the material object. It's something like curing a disease by expert treatment, an appropriate diet. Expert treatment, appropriate diet. This is sometimes Prabhupada used to call chanting Hare Krishna is appropriate medicine, and four regulatory principles of appropriate like prevention from disease, appropriate diet, something like that. So this is a paraphrase of the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Which canto is this
one?
11th canto. Bhakti, Bhakti Parishami Vrakti, Vrakti. The Prabhupada is quoting Vrakti means detachment by devotion. Yathas is like hungry for hungry animals, tushti, pushti and shudhanivarti. Shudhanivarti means hunger is gone, tushti means satisfied, pushti means got the energy. So by only eating, a hungry man gets three things. Similarly by bhakti you get the vairagya automatically. So 36.
Asaṃkṣyātmanā yogo duṣṣāpya ive mati yasyātmanā tuyatatā śakyavātum upāyatah.
This is conclusion given by Krishna. The translation says,
for one who silence unmerits, centralized this
So, one who is not able to control his mind, self-realization is impossible. It is very difficult.
Mind of discomfort and suicide by appropriate means is assured in that is my opinion.
But one who whose mind is controlled and who strives by appropriate means abhyas and vairagya. He is assured success. Okay? That is my opinion. So this is Krishna's opinion. And here, there is one thing Prabhupada has in the purport as an analogy. Can you find the analogy in the purport? Trying to practice yoga while engaging the mind in material enjoyment is like?
Trying to ignite
a fire while pouring water on it. Okay, this is one portion. One first chart which is on the top, can you see that? It's interesting. There are many some others, but the first one is good. This is somebody has made a chart for tell all this. What do you think? Igniting the fire and putting water on that, can you see? Chanting Hare Krishna and watching the television. And many devotees are doing I see. That's what Hare Krishna. Yeah. Oh, six. Nice cricket.
Very good.
This is what Prabhupada says. Igniting the fire and putting water. So they cannot, it is very difficult for them to proceed. So here, read on the, this can get you the literally. This is 4 points it is, that we have to read. It's 34 points are only, no?
The Lord cites his own conclusion.
Okay.
Yoga is centered for a person whose mind is not controlled by practice and detachment.
Asaṃkṣyātmanā.
So yoga of samadhi.
Asaṃkṣyātmanā is first word, huh? Which means unbridled. Asaṃkṣyātmanā means which is not controlled. Huh?
Yeah.
Asanyat, sanyam means control, asanyat, which is not controlled. So, asanyat, atma.
Yoga or samadhi, characterized by stopping the mind, can be attained after a long time by a person who makes efforts with the mind controlled because of intense practice.
Upayata means? What is the upaya for this? Upaya means practice. What is the process? Normally in Hindi language, is bimari ka upaya kya hai? What is the way to cure this disease? So upaya means if we take the process, then he will control. Upaya.
What? How this works?
They must interpret. Sorry for me, I'm done. Okay? Now Arjuna has doubt about the unsuccessful yogi. These three verses, say 37 to 45, this set of verses, say 8 verses, destination of unsuccessful yogi. So till this time what we have discussed is the nature of mind. Unsuccessful yogi, Arjuna has this question in 2 verses. 37 is Arjuna's question, let's read this question.
Arjuna vacha ayati sadayo peto yoga chalita manasaha aprapya yoga samsidhim kam satya krishna kachati.
So shardha, shardhayo peto. He has a shardha, he has a faith in yoga. He started sincerely yoga, but ayati, he was not able to be very vigilant. Yati means yatanshil. Ayati means he was care, he was not able to control his mind. He was carried away by mind, though he was sincere. Yoga chalita manasa, he has chalita means fallen down from the practice of yoga. Aprapta yoga siddhim, he has not got the perfection of yoga. Kam gati krishna gati, what will be his destination? The question is like that, if you go to the school, medical school, you only finish the first and second year, and then you leave the school, what will be there? What is the result? You will not get a medical doctor certificate, and also you have 2 years you have just wasted there. In a Hindi proverb it is called Na Ram Mila Na Dam Mila. Neither you got the perfection of getting God, nor you have got the enjoyment even going to the heaven by the karma kanda. So both ways we are losers. Arjuna's question is, what will be his destination? Number one. This is, and then Arjuna is continuing his question, but let's read the Prabhupada's purport on this verse. First opening purpose says, microphone should go back to Priya. No, no. To see Manjali. Today, you are not there. Priya Chwani. Prem Manjali, Prem Leela. Okay? Read the first line of the purport. The song?
The path of self-realization or mysticism is described in the Bhagavad Gita. The basic principle of self-realization is knowledge that the living entity is not in material body, but he is different from it, and that is the happiness is in eternal life. Faith and knowledge, these are transcendental beyond both body and mind.
So what is the basic principle of self-realization? That's what we know all. We are not body, we are soul, and happiness can be only at the platform of soul by bliss and knowledge. Yoga, decision is yoga. Okay. Bhagavad Gita is a yoga shastra. Yoga in English is translated as mysticism. Yoga generally people call mysticism. They get mystic siddhis by yoga. Yogis get siddhis. Therefore, yoga, Bhakti Vedanta is yoga tattva. And yoga in English is translated as mysticism.
So here, what is Vishnu Thakur's comment on this? Can we read?
Prabhulina, can you read this?
You have said that yoga can be attained by a person who endeavors to practice and detachment.
So it means abhyas and where abhyas, okay?
What happens to the person who does not endeavor, who does not practice and does not have detachment? He puts in only a little effort,
Ayati. Therefore, just start.
He started the practice of yoga with faith.
Shardha. Okay.
And is therefore not an imposter. But he deviates from yoga, for his mind turns to objects of enjoyment because of lack of practice and detachment. Thus, he does not attain complete perfection, consistency, but he has attained some result. Since he has begun the first stage of progressing in yoga, after the stage of aspiring for me. The prefix A in the word ayati indicates a little rather than more. As in a phrase like colorless porridge, which actually means porridge with insufficient color.
So this is ayati means he started, he did something, but he could not continue because he was not careful in controlling mind. Yati means careful, actually, very vigilant in his practice. Ayati means, generally yati means sannyasi. Cultural language of the spirituality, yati means sannyasi, like Jatipura. Jatipura means Madhvendra Puri Jati was living there. That word is Jatipura.
Okay, next.
Some stand for sanya, complete. Sang siddhi means complete perfection.
So, next verse.
Yes, Dharamvi.
Sometimes we want to continue the spiritual, the devotional service, but any situation comes like this, we are not able to continue.
So that's the same thing. We started sincerely, there was no, we are not imposters. We are sincere, we had a faith, but we could not continue it. Therefore, we will give, then what is the result? Same thing. So now, the third, second, again, Arjuna's question continues. Next verse.
Kacchinno bhyavi prashthas Kacchinna brahmina shyati Apratishto mahabhaho Vimuro brahman pati
Kacchin Na ubhaya Both Vibhrachas Because even Vrishna, Vibhrishna, Yoga, Vrishna. Vrishna means it's deviated. Chin Abram. Abram means cloud and Chin means it's separated from the main cloud. There's a big cloud and small cloud separated and then wind has carried away. So it's not like that. Nakshati is finished. Apratishtho. He has no position. Neither completed yoga. He just started, so he has no position. He cannot say, like I am B engineer, if he is not completed. He did only 2 years or 1 year. So he is a prasitya. And Arjuna is here addressing Krishna Mahabhava. Krishna Arjuna is addressing Mahabhava. Mighty I am, now you solve my problem. Vimuro. He was bewildered by the mind. And he was again carried back to sense enjoyment. He was bewildered. Brahman Pati, he was on the way to self-realization. He was on the path of transcendental transcendence towards the Supreme. So it's the something to say. Can somebody read the purport? Microphone? Let the microphone go to Sadhika. There are two ways to progress.
Those who are materialists have no interest in transcendence. Therefore, they are more interested in material advancement by economic development or in promotion to the higher planets by appropriate work. When one takes to the path of transcendence, one has to cease all material activity and sacrifice all forms of so-called happiness. If the aspiring transcendence fails, then he apparently uses both ways. In other words, he can enjoy neither material happiness nor spiritual success.
So generally, Prabhupada said, if there are people, they want just money. But when they have a lot of money here, then they say, we should now do some yajna that we can go to the heaven afterwards. So that's what the one group of people. The other group of people, they said, we don't need heaven, we don't need anything in this world, we want Krishna, we want Vaikuntha, we want to go to the spiritual world. So since this person, he has not taken any great advantage of any part, because he is failure in yoga, because he is deviated, and he has not attained either the heaven nor any happiness of this world. That's what it means.
He has no position. He is like a green cloud. A cloud in the sky sometimes deviates from a small cloud and joins a big one. But if it cannot join a big one, then it is blown away by the wind and becomes a non-entity in the vast sky. The Brahmana Pati is the path of transcendental realization, knowing oneself to be spiritual in essence, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, who is manifested as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan.
So Brahmana Pati means anybody. Like he can be Brahmavadi, he can be Paramatmavadi, he can be anybody. So Brahmana Pati here means the yoga practitioner may be, he may be Jnana Yogi, he may be Dhyana Yogi, he may be Bhakti Yogi, Harchan. Okay.
Lord Sri Krishna is the fullest manifestation of the Supreme Absolute Truth, and therefore one who is directed to the Supreme Person is successful from the elements. To reach this goal of life, Brahman and Paramatma realization takes many births.
So Jnanavan means those who are going looking for Brahma. They take many lifetimes, okay?
Therefore, the supermost part of transcendental realization is Bhakti Yoga or Krishna consciousness, the direct
method. So let us now read the Vishnu Chakravarti Pad's comment on this verse, which is on the screen. Mahadharmi. Akochit.
Kavachit indicates only a question, having failed on both sides, having given up the path of karma and taken completely to the path of yoga, and having given that up also, does he not disappear like a cloud which separates from the original cloud and does not become another cloud? But instead disappearing in the middle of the sky, the difficulty is that from having turned the path of yoga, one developed a desire of give up enjoyment of material object, and because of lack of real detachment also, has a desire to enjoy those objects. Because of not doing activities leading to Swarga Loka and also not completing the practice of yoga leading to liberation, he attained neither Swarga nor liberation. Thus, becoming bewildered in the method of attaining Brahman, not having achieved the goal
of Pratishtha,
does he get
then still Arjuna is continuing. Yes.
Why do you Arjuna has to address Krishna as Mahabhava?
Krishna is also Mahabhava, he is a Kshatriya. Generally, the great personalities has their arms which are reaching to the knees. They are called Mahabahu otherwise, because their arms are long. Ajana Bhuja, Jana means knee. So Krishna is Mahabahu in any case, but Arjuna, because he is serving Krishna, is also addressed as Mahabahu.
Why is this particular
verse?
Because usually
he addresses Krishna or Mahabahu. Usually this Mahabahu addresses here is, he wanted this verse will explain why addressing Mahabahu. He wanted his doubt, which nobody else can clear than himself. This is what this verse will read and it will be clear.
Etamme samsham Krishna cetam karasya sheshatam tvadanya samsya syasya cetanahe upapadyate.
This is my doubt. And doubts are like demons and you are Mahabahu. This is my doubt. And doubts are like demons. Doubts are like demons. And you are Mahabahu. You kill so many demons. Please kill this answer of demon which has cried within my heart. Is it okay? That's what it means. Oh Krishna, as I ask you to discredit completely a sage, there should be no place there. But for you, except you, no one is to be found who can destroy this doubt. You are only Mahabahu, nobody else can do this. It's only the you who can do, nobody else can. Okay, why? Why he can do this question? Because he knows the past, present and future. He knows many yogis in the past, they fell, and what they attend, so he knows that. He said, I am going past, present and future. So he knows this. So only you can tell, nobody else can tell. And this is the first line of the purport. Can you see the first line of the purport? Krishna is the perfect knower of the past, present and future. Is it okay? So therefore this is my doubt. Now he is calling as a friend, and that time he said, you are the great warrior, you have killed so many demons, so this is my demon in me, so please do it. This is a bhav. Krishna Prabhupada is written something like now Arjuna wants to know the future of the unsuccessful transcendentalists. And no one is equal to or above Krishna, and certainly he is called great sages. He is so called great sages and philosophers who are at the mercy of material nature, cannot equal him. Therefore, the body of Krishna is the final and complete answer to all doubts, because he knows the past, present, and future perfectly. But no one knows him, Krishna. Krishna conscious devotees alone can know what is what. Anyway, how Krishna can clear his doubt? Because he knows everything. Now this is some exercise for you. What is it? What are the causes of spiritual fall down? This can discuss means to prevent such fall downs. And this is do you have a picture in your Bhagavad Gita, this picture? In the old Bhagavad Gita used to have this picture. Old copies of Bhagavad Gita. Macmillan has this picture. What are the causes of fall down? Can you see? Envy? Ignorance? Lust? Greed?
They are just holding him down from here. The yogi, he wanted to go up, but all these are bringing him down. And otherwise, how he will go up? Will he get the association of good devotees and good counseling and good association, then he can progress further on the path. And this is, every word is written on this old book. If you go and find out the book, you will see the causes for fall down and how to prevent each fall down. In the journey of Hanuman from Mahendra Parvat to Lanka, there are reasons as an obstacle on the path of reaching to the Sita, which is bhakti, which is giving bhakti. First obstacle was Minak Parvat, made up of solid gold and offering nice fruits. There is, in this world, facilities and opportunities. If one gets facilities and opportunities for enjoyment and rest, he will not succeed to reach to the bhakti goal. Therefore, how Hanuman overcome that? Detachment. Detachment. He touched it, he honored it, and then he flew. What was the next obstacle? Sursa. A demon is opening mouth. Hanuman, you enter in. Hanuman said, no. You make your mouth bigger. Then Hanuman become bigger, then bigger. Ultimately, Hanuman becomes smaller when he came out. So this is ego. I am senior devotee. I am big devotee. I am 30 years in the movement. It just came here. This ego is so soft. And how can conquer this ego? By becoming small, humble. By humbleness, we can conquer this ego, which is very difficult. And so rasa means beautiful, which you like, and rasa means enjoyment, which increases. You have to completely detach, otherwise it won't allow you to progress. And third was
Sindhika
was catching the shadow of flying Hanuman. Hanuman flying up, his shadow was down, she was Chaya Grahani. She was holding the shadow of Hanuman. What is the shadow? Is it black? Envy. Envy is the another obstacle on the path to the bhakti. Envy means you see the dark side of the person. Shadow is dark. When you look for the dark side of person is envy, and then you pull the other person down. And Hanuman was pulled down by Sindhika. What did he do? He entered into the heart of the Sindhika and he tore that heart. So envy, only completely we have to take the enemy out of the heart. There is no way we can progress. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, many places to do this. Become non-envious. This is my knowledge. You give to the non-envious, and those who are non-envious can receive this knowledge. And even Bhagavatam, second verse says, Nirmatsanam Satam. The devotees who are non-envious, completely pure, they can really reach to the destination of serving Krishna. So these are the different obstacles on the way. And how to overcome? Hanuman journey is one good example. And you may have your own some little exercise. Today is the last day, so we have to do the yoga later also something in an evening session, okay? So we have how many verses? We have 38. We have 7 more verses. We can finish these verses now in this session before lunch. So what about this exercise? Group exercise. So mothers, you can, all Vaishnavas, you can discuss this. What are the causes of spiritual fall down? Why do we need spiritual practices? What actually pulls us away from Krishna consciousness, and how can we start, by what means? And you also discuss something yourself, okay? And come up with some solution that will be nice. Yes?
Intelligence, or intellect and mind. Where does will fit in with that?
Sorry?
Will. With intelligence, I have intelligence and there is mind. Both are working together. Mind is playing something and mind is playing something.
all these are will, determination, all these are the intelligence. Intelligence and all these different called essence of the intelligence. When he endured with all these, then he can be able to control mind. So willpower. It means this. Say intelligence has a different names in Sanskrit language. Buddhi, then sthit pragya. Buddhi is called pragya. Then buddhi is called ritambara. So the buddhi, when advances, it has different names. So intelligence is not simply English, is only one name intelligence. But in Sanskrit, intelligence has gradations from normal buddhi to pragya. Pragya is a higher intelligence, and from pragya higher is ritambara. The ritambara means rati. That buddhi which have attachment to the transcendental loving service. So willpower will come when we go more over nishtha, you know. Buddhi is a nishtha, then his power will be more strong. So all these are the different language which it says in car, like willpower. Willpower is determination. It's the determination of a person. Discrimination. First description, then determination. These are intelligence. The intelligence different levels. So we have this verse we have finished. Krishna's Arjuna's question. Now Krishna is giving answer. Let's read the verse 40. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Partha Naivaya Namauta Vinashastasya Vijyate Nahi Kalyanakrata Kasya Yodhatinta Rakshati. So Sri Krishna is addressing Arjuna in this verse as a Tath. Tath means my dear child. Our spiritual master addressed the son, disciple. Tath means is a symbol of very great affection and love, as of a father for his son or a spiritual master for the disciple. That's called Tath. It means he was very happy to hear this question. And he is ensuring Partha. Partha means, again you can imagine, he is putting the head on the shoulder of the Arjuna and saying, Partha, Tath. Nahi, not in this world. Namutra, not in this other world. Not here, not in the other world. Not in this life, not in the next life. Okay? Nahiya means in this life, and Utra means next life. Vinashastasya vidyate. Vinashastasya vidyate. There will be no loss to him, no destruction to him. Why? Because he has done something that is kalyanakrita, that was very auspicious. How can he be degraded, durgati? How can he will have durgati or a bad destination, degradation? He's done something auspicious. How can he have an auspicious result? My dear Parth, neither in this life nor in the next, such a person will be loser because he has done some auspicious thing. So read here the verse, part of the verse is written. Can you read the translation? Our Charan?
Transcendentally engaged in auspicious activities does not meet with destruction either in this world or in the spiritual world.
This is the translation of this verse. There is something more. See, this is in the purport, the things are like this. Now you see these things. Yoga Vrishta Abhijayate. Yoga Vrishta Abhijayate.
Yoga Vrishta kya hai?
Yoga Vrishta is one who has fallen from the practice of yoga. He started yoga, but he could not complete. Therefore, he is called Yoga Vrishta. Vrishta means he is failure in completing yoga. He started, but he failed in completing it. So there are inauspicious results. There are some inauspicious activities which have always degradation, which leads to degradation. Inauspicious are vikarmis. Who are vikarmis? They disobey the instruction of shastra and do whatever they want. And marginal karmakandis. Marginal karmakandis means they just show, for the show they do something, but there is nothing much. This is what purpose is, something with purpose. We read the purpose. And auspicious are these four: karma yogis, jnana yogis, ashtanga yogis, and bhakti yogis. So these are called kalyan kirt. These are kalyan kirt, auspicious activities. There is a very lengthy purport for this verse. There is some purport, actually purport, this purport is from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. The purport may be understood on the second page. So, read the translation of this verse. Microphone to Yudhishthir.
Supreme Personality of Godhead has said, Sattva Pritha, transcendentalist engaged in auspicious activities, does not mean the destruction either in this world or the spiritual world. One who does good, my friend, is never overcome by evil.
Anybody who does good, how can he be overcome by evil? That's what. And then Prabhupada's purport first is quoting a verse from Bhagavatam where Narada Muni, this Narada Muni is speaking. Tyaktva svadharmam sarnam bhujam harir bhajan apagho atapate tatato yati yachako vahasram abho samushyakim oho translation, sir. If Brahma,
if someone gives up all material prospects and takes complete shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no loss or degradation in any way. On the other hand, a non-devotee may fully engage in his occupational duties and yet not gain anything.
So, which is better? Simply take shelter of Supreme Lord. If you don't do anything, you should there's no loss. For material prospects, there are many activities, both spiritual and customary. A transcendental is supposed to give up the material activities for the sake of spiritual advancement in life, Krishna consciousness. One may argue that by Krishna consciousness, one may attain the highest perfection if it is completed. But if one does not attain such a professional stage, then he loses both materially and spiritually. It is enjoined in the scripture that one has to suffer the reaction for not executing prescribed duties. Therefore, one who fails to discharge transcendental activities properly becomes subjected to these reactions. What is this? This is something called Sandhya Vandana. If you don't do your regular Sandhya Vandana, then you will have
If you don't, therefore, if you fail to discharge yourself properly, become subjected to reactions. Prativya, that's called prativaya. Prativaya. Prativaya means if you don't do, then you will get the reaction. So if you don't finish the bhakti yoga, then you will get reaction. That's what the question is. Generally, a person, like those who are initiated Brahmins, if they don't chant Gayatri, there will be, normally, there will be a reaction. Sandhya Vandana, if we don't do, then there is prativaya. That's what the Vedic religious direction. If you don't do, then you are liable to reaction. But what about the transcendentalists which are leaving the things in the middle? What will happen to them? Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam Ashwas. The unsuccessful transcendental, that there need be no worries. Even though he may be subjected to reaction for not perfectly executing prescribed duties, he is still not a loser. Because the auspicious Krishna consciousness is never forgotten. And one so engaged will continue to be. So even if he is low born in the next life. Why this life Prabhupada is written? No born in next life is Narada. Narada himself, he is speaking this verse. This verse is spoken by Narada, which Prabhupada is quoted. First life Narada was son of Brahma. And Brahmaji asked him to create. And for create you have to marry. Then you can get children. Narada said, I don't want. And Brahmaji practically was dissatisfied that you don't get one wife now, you will be surrounded by hundreds. And Narada become Upabhramsa Gandharva. He become a Gandharva and he have hundreds of beautiful Gandharvas with him. And he was singing. In Brahma's court he was singing. And he was so inattentive that he was not singing properly the glories of the Supreme. Then he was again crushed to become a maid servant's shudra, the low bar. So even he was low bar. But he got the bhakti and he was elevated again there. So where is the loss? There's no loss. That's what he's saying, even low bar. So now there's four lives expired. So three lives in Bhagavatam are as such. So the purpose may be understood this but I think it's Bhakti Vinod Thakur's commentary Prabhupada has given us clearly. Can you read this? The purpose may be understood as follows.
The purpose may be understood as follows. Humanity may be divided into two sections, namely the regulated and non-regulated. Those who are engaged simply in the bestial sense gratification.
Bestial means? Animalistic. Okay.
Gratification without knowledge of their next life or spiritual salvation belongs to the non-regulated section. And those who follow the principle of prescribed duties in scriptures are classified among regulated sections.
So what is this in your other language? In fourth chapter, those who are not, they are called vikarmis, they are karmis. One is vikarmi, another are karmi. The first section is vikarmi, because they are only living like animal, not following any rules and regulations. So that is vikarmi. They are vikarmi, here we put as vikarmi. Okay? And those who are following Vedic principles, they are regulated, they are karmi. Okay?
The non-regulated section, both civilized and non-civilized.
Non-regulated are also
both civilized and uncivilized. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's community, okay?
Educated and non-educated, strong and weak, a body full of animal propensity. Their activities are never auspicious.
So therefore they are put under inauspicious activities, okay? Here we have put as inauspicious because their activities are not auspicious. That's what it means. They may be civilized. Like civilized countries in the Western world, they are called civilized countries. But they have no knowledge of second life. They don't believe in second life. So they are educated. They are professors. They are very civilized. But still their activities are inauspicious. Okay?
Because while enjoying the animal propensity of eating, sleeping, defeating and mating, they prospectively remain in the material existence, which is always miserable. On the other hand, those who are educated by the spiritual injunction and who thus raise gradually to Krishna consciousness certainly progresses in life. Those who are following the path of auspiciousness can be divided into three sections, namely, first is the followers of the spiritual rules and regulations who are enjoying a material propensity. Second, those who are trying to find ultimate liberation and material existence. And third, those who are the devotee to Krishna consciousness.
So this is, we have put auspicious karma yogi, jnana yogi, all these are the auspicious. Their activities are auspicious. This is, I don't know, but marginal karma yogi, our friend has put word karma kandi, marginal karma kandi. Why it's, let's see if we can find this.
Those who are following the rule and regulations of the scriptures of material happiness may be further divided into two classes. Those who are fruitive workers and those who are desire no fruit of sense gratification. Those who are after fruitive results of sense gratification may be elevated to a higher standard of the life, even to the higher planets, but still because they are not free from material existence, they are not following the truly auspicious path.
So therefore they are called inauspicious. Can you see? Now, this, because of this line, in this chart, you can see they are marginal karma kandis. Even they can go to spiritual, to the heaven, but still it is not auspicious because they are missing the goal. Is it okay? This chart? Okay.
Activities in Krishna consciousness is the only auspicious activities, and one who voluntarily accepts all bodily discomforts of the shape of making progress on the path of Krishna consciousness can be called a perfect transcendentalist under a certain austerity. And because the eightfold yoga system is directed towards the ultimate realization of Krishna consciousness, such practice is also auspicious, and no one who is trying his best is this a matter need a fair degradation.
Okay, so these are the auspicious within our total on the basis of that we have discussed. Is okay? Marginal karma kandi, they may go to the karma yoga. If they are not going to karma yoga, then they are inauspicious. So sometimes karma kandis will convert into the karma yogis. Therefore, they are on the safe side. Yoga vrishto abhijayate. This is part of Prabhupada speaking about this verse. Give the microphone to our Somil. Somil, can you see from here? Okay, you do.
Those who are the Mukta Fruity results for self-gratification may be elevated to higher standards of life, even to the higher manners. But still, because they are not free from material existence, they are not following the truly auspicious path. The only auspicious activities are those which lead one to liberation.
This is what we just read from the purport. So this is the next verse which we will start now. Okay? प्राप्य पुण्यकृतां लोकां पुषित्वा शाश्वती क्षमा शुचीनां जीवनां हे योग भिक्षो अनिवार्ये. सो दिस इज which have practiced for shorter duration of time, say 20%, 30%, and then they become deviated. Then what is their destination? This verse speaks their destination. So, those who are deviated from the path of the yogas, they have two destinations. One, those who have done the smaller portion of their abhyas, or the practice of yoga, and the others, those who have done the longer duration, only say 90% something. So, they have a different destination. So, yoga prashta, those who are falling from the yoga in two categories. One, smaller duration of yoga practice, their decision is this. Unsuccessful, unsuccessful yogi after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of forest, living entities. Prapya punya kirtan lokan. Punya kirtan means those who can auspicious things, and there are planets where they go, this he will go there. Why he will go there? Why he has given up the yoga practice? Because he wanted to enjoy. Because he wanted to enjoy, therefore he is given the highest enjoyment in the higher planets. Let him be completely, then with the then he thinks it's too much now, let me go back to the human life and let me practice my yoga when I have left. So then, they go to the higher path. Prapya punya kirtan lokam, uchitva shashvati sama. They are elevated. Shashvati sama for long, long time. Many, many years. And then they come back into human society. Sujinam, like Brahmins, pure-hearted. And Srimatam, those who are royal aristocrat families. He will be born in a royal aristocrat family where there is no need to earn anything, everything already provided. Or he is born in Brahmin family. This is the two names sometimes, Sujinam and Srimatam. Sometimes Sujinam, Srimatam, also somebody said, Srimatam means rich family. But that richness must be Sujinam. It's not, say, some down's house, born in a down's house. He's also rich. Srimatam means Dhani, means he has wealth. So many nonsense people have wealth nowadays. He's not born in nonsense wealthy people, but a royal family which have inherited wealth since generations. That's Sujinam. Family of rich aristocrats. Family of righteous means Brahmins, like that. And family of rich aristocrats. Brahmins means those who are practicing by their, in their house, there is all practice of Brahminical culture. They get birth there. So this is what we have discussed, the two, that's what here, the Brahmins. Now, let's see if there is something here. Next verse. Atva means those who have practiced for long time. Atva yoginam eva kule bhavati jimatam etadri durlabhasam loke janma yedrasham. Atva means those who have practiced for long time, such yogis take birth in the family of some transcendentalists. Yoginam kule bhavati. Sometimes people ask some question, yogi, is a sannyasi? How can somebody take birth in the family of the sannyasi? Sannyasi is no family. Suppose it's a Sankaracharya. So how can somebody be son of Sankaracharya? So yogi kule bhavati, says kule bhavati. Kul does not mean son. Kul also means the guru kul. Like ISKCON, we have taken birth in the ISKCON, so we are there taking birth in the Kula Srila Prabhupada. Kula means his society. Kula means Guru Kul. So even sannyasis, they are sadhus, they are gurus, and their disciples are called Guru Kul. So when I preach personally, I say those who have somehow or other came in contact with Krishna, they are all Yoginam kule bhavati dhimatam. They are great yogis. They have done almost 80-90% of practice before. Therefore, they have got the chance to associate with such bona fide Vaishnava Sampradaya. It's a great encouragement for the devotees. And it is according. And in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada very humbly has accepted that still in India there are such families which are transcendental, like my Gurudev. Prabhupada is saying, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he took birth in such a nice Bhakti Vinod Thakur's family, and he got all the opportunity for Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada says, ourselves, means Prabhupada himself, and from the beginning got all the facilities by his great Guru Mohandev father for giving sharing for Rath Yatra and childhood, every day taking to Govindadevi temple, inviting sadhu at home and asking them to bless that he should be great devotee of Radharani. So Prabhupada is, this verse Prabhupada is, in the proper Prabhupada has put his own name and the his Guru Maharaj's name. Can you see? Etajji Dulbaram, in this world such birth is rare. Like this birth is very rare. It is especially the case in the Acharya or Goswami families. So Acharya family and Goswami family, some Acharya and Goswami may not be married, but they have disciples. The disciple and son are same. Disciple and son is considered same. Okay, let's see, is there something for us in this? Yoga Vishnu Abhijayate, no, further words. Next verse. So the purpose is all these things, okay? Tatra means wherever is born after the half finishing yoga. Tatra tatra buddhi sanyogam labhate purvadekam yadate yadato bhūyam sansiddhim purnangam tatra tam buddhi sanyogam. His remembrance will come from the purvadekam, from the last birth. He remembers, I have lived somewhere. Yatateti katra bhuya, then he will again start practicing very carefully, endeavoring again, yatata, sansiddhim, for the perfection. And exactly, Prabhupada is speaking the purport with the jadbhat, a king bhat. He becomes dear and he remembered his last birth. Then he becomes dear birth and he remembered his last birth. That's what this verse is speaking. Can you see the purpose? The example is King Bharat.
In the translation, he revived the divine consciousness. So, divine. And he gets the memory
of making. Not memory, exactly. I'm saying naturally, when he sees, like such person, when he sees the devotees, when he sees the scripture, when he sees the deities, he will be automatically attracted. He has not to make endeavor because he has already done this. This morning, every sometime you go to the Balaram house, there's a one boy, maybe 6 years, maybe 7 years old. But not 7 years, I think it's more than less than 5 years. He plays Mardanga perfectly. It's not maybe one life, it's not one life practice. Less than 1 year child I have seen playing Kartal more better than I can play. Can you believe? I have them in my computer, is playing Kartal and doing life and give some continuity. So sometimes these are very senior people, we call them junior. They have one lifetime already done this seva. And now they are coming back because they have left something which they have to complete.
they revive their consciousness means when certain atmosphere is around them, they will immediately jump in. Like so many people, we are chanting on the street. So many people watch us. Only few are interested in coming here. Why? Because their consciousness is revived. Because they think, they remember, oh, this is something I'm missing, I must be doing it.
But in the case of
Jarbhat, there is
the total
remembrance. Anybody who is in Bhagavatam is not a conditioned soul. They are all liberated people. They are simply doing the drama. And it's part of the Leela. None of them is deep. They are all devotees. They are helping Krishna's pastime to happen. So, some memories we may not have, but it can be understood like that. Because we have this opportunity, it means we have done this. So, King Bhart's story is in this verse. Prabhupada has spoken the whole King Bhart. Number 44.
पूर्वाभ्यासेन ते नैव निर्यते हि अवश्योऽपि जिज्ञासुरपि योगस्य शब्द ब्रह्म वर्तते.
पूर्वाभ्यासेन इन मीन्स लास्ट लाइफ व्हाट एवर प्रैक्टिस इज हैड डन पूर्वाभ्यासेन निर्यते अवश्यो ही मीन्स नॉट लाइक अवश्यो मीन्स विदाउट हिज एंडेवर ऑटोमेटिकली अवश्य हिंदी का बस नहीं चलता अपने आप अवश्य. इट इज लाइक व्हेन कृष्ण वाज यू नो यू फ्लूट ही वाज जस्ट वर्ड्स कॉल्ड फ्लूट प्लेइंग ऑन द फ्लूट एंड गोपी वाज रनिंग देयर ऑटोमेटिकली विदाउट अवश्य दे कुड नॉट नोबडी कैन स्टॉप देम. दैट्स कॉल्ड अवश्य मींस नोबडी कैन स्टॉप नथिंग कैन स्टॉप हिम. सो सच पीपल नोबडी कैन स्टॉप देम. So when Giridhar Maharaj became devotee, he was the only son of a rich man. So when he became devotee, so they hired some psychologist to ask him, they asked, what will you get by practicing this cult which you are doing? Your parents have so much wealth, you are the only son. He said, nothing belongs to anybody in this world. Everything belongs to Krishna. Isha Vacha Idam Sarva. He spoke the words like this, something. Then again they said, after all, everybody has, you know, some suffering. He says, yes, this world is a place of suffering. Then you leave the home, then you will suffer. Who will take care of something like that? He says, Dukhaya Chashvatam. He quoted another verse from Shastra, and then psychologist, she left immediately and told to the father, your son is fully infected by their philosophy. So Prabhupada used to say for 3-4 days in Bhagavatam, our Giridhar is fully infected. It's complete. So this type of person, I mean, they have all the facilities, Srimatan, they have the birth of Srimatan also. But as soon as they saw the devotees, they saw the sadhu, their whole past remembrance in their mind came and they simply jumped in and they went on for 2 years like that. It's not easy thing. So poor abhyasena tena hirdaya. People may try to stop, but they cannot be stopped. And second thing, they cannot be stopped, number one. And number two, they will practically ignore the Brahman Ativartate. Brahman Ativartate means Vedic injections. The word could be, they will not be interested in any Vedic ritual. Brahma Shabda Ati Vartate means they go beyond Veda. They will have the word in history, there's a nice word for you. Ritualistic principle of the scripture, Ati Vartate. They transcend the ritualist. In other words, Ati Vartate means Ati Karman Karma. Ati Karman Karma means they will have no interest in any Vedic ritual.
see yourself. You can just, I'm giving you example. There may be in some house, they must be doing some yakya, like every Hindu house it is there. The devotees are not interested. People will come there, big rush there, but some point in doing that, you will not have much interest to go there. There's something you will not be interested. It's okay. What they are doing is doing for something, karma kanda. So these karma kanda ativarti, just transcendent. You will not be attracted by that. This is his position. Purva Vyasa in the Hridaya Vishwam. So here it is. By virtue of his divine consciousness of his previous life, he automatically becomes attracted to the yogic principles, even without seeking them. Seeking them is without learning, they can start doing it. So here something Prabhupada is saying. Can somebody read this? Some lecture? Where's the microphone?
He has got a taste from the previous life. So
he has got a taste from previous life. So
he appeals to him. Because he had his practice in his previous life, therefore it appeals to him. Nothing appeals anything more. He has got a taste from the previous life, so it appeals to him. Just like somebody is forcing, oh, you take this, you take this. Just like one who is sinful, he is also forced to go to the body straight, you see. Similarly, one who is pious in his life and has begun this spiritual, he is forced to cultivate and make progress, because if God is within you, God is within you. And sarvasvacham revesanya vista, he is seated in everyone's heart, matas nirgyan. He gives reminders, yes, you missed this point from here, now come on, begin again, be perfect, don't lose this chance. He is so kind, nirgyan.
So Prabhupada says, who will force him to come avasham? Paramatma from inside. He will remind him that you have left this here, now start from here. So we have still one more verse which is very interesting to see. And then there are two last verses. Okay? So, how were we initially attracted to Krishna consciousness? Can some of pair itself means you discuss among yourself? Can some of you share how you came to Krishna consciousness? Yes, Shama.
We went to earlier Chatham. First time when I saw the medium beauty company and dancing, I think we really tried to go to
So by seeing devotee, you remember something you were doing before and now it's what you should do again. Something there, okay, very good. Dada Padmini, what do you think?
My Papa gave me the opportunity to choose whatever I wanted when I was 18. I realized that I wanted to continue with this person because I was happy all my life.
Your father was devotee already.
She's born.
So you are Srimatan's gay. You were born in a devotee family. Huh? So that's what you are born in a devotee family. So you had all the things in front of you and you chose the right thing because you were already prepared something. Very good. Somebody else has to say something? Yudhishthira Maharaj.
So I was in I was about difficult period and I read this book about some theories of conspiracy about how there is these 12 families, you know, who've been ruling the world for, you know, millennia behind the scenes. You know, I was reading this book and I was freaking out. I became very anxious, looking over my shoulder, you know. Now I have this knowledge, they will find me and put me somewhere. And I said to my friend, I said, now, you know, they are on top. They control everything. If there is war, they control the economy, they control. He said, don't worry. There is another controller. Krishna is there. I don't know. It clicked. I felt, yes. And then,
so it is very devotee, and he told about you, Krishna, and you got me all these risky and will die one day, but will be there, but that controller is eternal. That's good. We have less time, let us finish it. And it was 44. Priyatnāryatamānasto yogi saṁśiddhakyavrśa anekajannam sanam santhanvirs tato yāti parāṁgatim. Now this yogi, which is yoga vrishto, or a failure in the middle, he will do two things. Priyatnāra, he will make endeavors, will rigid practices. And number two, yet manas, but he will be very careful not to make the mistake again. The two words are there. Prayatna, yet manas. Prayatna karma means to advance. But he wants to advance further, and yet karma means to prevent from falling down. So he will now have check and balance. And sankhya durvisha, and then he will get perfection over all the unwanted things, culture, all sins. Aneka janam sansans, many lifetimes he clear is sinful, and then tato yadi paramba, and then he goes to the supreme destination. And the Bhagavad Gita is the verse from the 7th chapter. Yeshaṁ tvantagatam pāpam janānam puṇya karmanam tethvandam mornar mukta vilante māṁ tradavartā. Because they have cleared their sins, therefore they will have a firm determination to continue their bhajan. There may be something here. Prabhupāda's mood and mission, this is very important for you to do some exercise. Select a statement from the Srila Prabhupada's purport which reflects principle of his mood and mission. Discuss the importance of these principles for us individually and for this fund. And what are the verses? Two groups. These are the verses. You read the verses carefully and see what is Prabhupada's mood and mission. So one group, and you have to do this because now you are not coming back. You read these all four verses and see what is the principle for Prabhupada's mood and mission and how they can be used by us individually and for the ISKCON in general. 632, 637, 640, 642. Okay? Write down on the page and work on this. Okay? Here it ends. See. Okay, lunch break. Do your Gayatri now. This is last we will do the in the evening this yoga ladder.
What time is starting at home?
15? Yoga ladder. So here we have overview of almost 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th chapter in this yoga ladder. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So two more verses we have to finish before that of this session. Why these two verses were not here? 46 and 47 were two important verses. So read, and when you come back, we'll read these two verses.